Dub CNN right here with Big Hutch from Above the Law. How you doing, man?
Man, it's all good, man. You know, just trying to stay afloat, trying to get on solid ground. What's going on?
You know, you've been away for a minute. You know, the last time we spoke was in 2004. Do you want to take a minute to speak on what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I actually was indicted by the federal government for drug trafficking, and you know, decided to go on and sit down and pay my debt to society, as most would say. You know,
right?
So, I mean, that's it in the grand. You know, that's it in a short form in the grand scheme of things. I mean, you know, sometimes you make the wrong turn, and you know, it all turned out in your favor. So.
Right. So, you know, everybody wants to know, what's the status of Above the Law right now?
Well, right now we record a new record. Basically just, you know, writing a bunch of songs, you know, producing, you know, trying to just get that flavor back again, you know. We've probably been recording now about 3 months now. So, and then we also been doing shows, you know. You know, we just did some stuff with Snoop. We was on the road with Snoop. We was out with Dove C, out with Exhibit. You know, so we've been, you know, just trying to get our rhythm back, trying to, you know, get back exposed. We also have the greatest hits coming out in May that we preparing for. It's all set up around the 20th anniversary of Ruthless Records. It's coming out on Ruthless Records.
Oh, really?
We're also doing the greatest videos along with that. It's a box set. So that's basically what we're doing. Trying to come up with the, you know, with the right flavor, the right chemistry. You know, we've been together for a couple of years due to the federal government. So, you know, due to my vacation away, we have been together. So, you know, just getting that, you know.
Okay.
You know, getting that swag back, man, you know.
And how would you say your time in prison, you know, changed the way that you make music now, or the way that you carry yourself now?
Personally, it didn't, you know, the way I make music, I don't really think it changed that. You know, I think it made me appreciate, you know, what I was doing. You know, because being away from it, because I was in a few facilities where we didn't really have music program, you know. And what we did have, you wouldn't even consider it being a music program. So I was kind of in a whole other element. I was outside of my normal element for us making music. You know, so it made me appreciate it more. You know, we're coming home now. It's like, you know, I'm like a kid in the candy store again. You know, I'm like 19 again, you know. So it's a beautiful thing, you know. So, I mean, that part of it alone gave me that fire again. So now, you know, my focus is kind of like when I was, you know, first making records. You know what I'm saying? To kind of rekindle something, you know.
Right. So
I think that's the most I got out of that. Me, personally, you know, I got more into myself. And, you know, when I say into myself, I mean like my spirituality. I'm more stronger, grounded. I'm more focused, one with God. You know what I'm saying? My God sense is really strong now. You know what I mean? I feel more focused on the long-term aspect of things than just the short-term aspect of things, you know, as far as the industry is concerned, as far as being an executive / artist / producer. You know, my outlook on it is very, very much different because of my spirituality is stronger and more solid. You know, I can sense more things on a ground level than I would normally before I would look over. You know, now all of those things kind of bother me. Little small, little tedious things don't bother me, but the things that are really, really loud and apparent, they bother me, and I have to immediately be assertive and fix them. You know what I mean? Versus before, I would kind of just like pass through. You know, mm-hmm. So it gets, you know, when you were removed from a situation and it's like your normal situation, then you're thrown into another life. What happens to you is that you start differentiating and dissecting that particular situation and saying, what was the good things? What was the bad things? What's the strong points? What's the weak points? And then you weed all those things out. When I got back into basically doing my line of work, you know what I'm saying, back into my career, that's the things that I noticed was different about me when I came home.
Right. Okay. So now that you're back, what can you expect from you?
Well, I mean, you know, you definitely go get the raw, 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 because, you know, right now I think that's what the game needs. You know what I'm saying? I think right now everything is so commercialized, you know what I'm saying? And not commercialized in the sense that, like, hip-hop is like a situation to where now it's like everything is really, really loud. Nothing is really intimate and focused, like, on a personal level as far as when you're getting people's music, you know what I'm saying? It's good, but then there has to be a balance. Well, me, what I'm trying to bring now is I'm just trying to bring that balance in, you know, where it can be entertainment, enlightening, it can be heartfelt, you know, it can be a focus, you can learn from it, and you can gain something from it as well, you know. And that's what my focus is at musically. So if you, you know, when you get the new Above the Law record and you get all these different little underground projects that I'm involving myself with, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get, like, the raw essence of what our hip-hop used to be with the new flip to it, you know what I mean? So, I mean, basically, I mean, right now I'm working on a project called Cold 187 Fresh Out the Pen, which that will be dropping in the middle of March. And what Fresh Out the Pen is, yeah, of course, people say, oh, yeah, you Fresh Out the Pen. It's my first record I'm doing out of a pen. But I'm also featuring a lot of up-and-coming artists that are in the underground on the West Coast, where it's everything that's fresh coming out of their pen, and I'm hosting there. I feature a section on my album where I just host nothing but new artists on it.
Right.
So that, and my whole thing, that's, it's going to be an endless amount of volumes that'll come out on Cold 187 Fresh Out the Pens. The first volume is just going to be like my album featuring, you know, all these other new cats that's coming out on the West Coast or the Midwest or the South or even the East Coast eventually as we start doing more Fresh Out the Pen mix CDs. What I'm trying to establish basically a pipeline for an underground presence again out here, because everything is so, if you got a record deal, then you own. If you don't, it's nothing. You feel me? You kind of like at your house, you know, beating on a drum and rhyming in the corner, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or you like on MySpace and it's like, okay, all right. It's like no, but it's no industry. It's no pipeline. Like where I came up from, like I came up through Easy, right? With Easy, when he created Ruthless, the great thing about Ruthless it enabled us, like being some street kids from Pomona, to take our record to him and say, look, you know, we think we dope. What do you think? Okay, I think it's dope. So Eric put us out. You know what I'm saying? You don't really have that on the West Coast anymore.
Right.
You don't have a pipeline of where people can say, who's dope? Who's whack? Who's all right? Who's on the come up? You don't have that anymore. You know, everything else is like, oh, such and such signed to Bad Boy, such and such signed to, you know, Cash Money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you start knowing about them, you know what I'm saying? Versus them already having a presence and something coming, emerging up out of the West, to where when people come to the West and say, who's the 10 hot people on the streets out here that's in the industry that's hot on the streets out here? You don't have it anymore, you know. So I'm creating that essence through the Cold 187 Fresh Out the Pen mix CDs.
Okay. Is G-Funk still a factor in 2008?
I think so. I mean, the reason why is because, you know, it's just gangsta shit and funk, you know what I mean? So of course, you know what I'm saying, as long as you doing it and you vibing like that, I think so, because I think music is timeless. I don't think, you know, like for instance, like people say, well, is this relevant, is that relevant? And well, if you put on an old record, is it still relevant? If the guys that innovated it and created it and innovated it still doing it, of course, you know? That's like saying is Rolls Royce, you know what I'm saying? It's just it has to have that twist on it. Because I think what happens in any of that, like for me to say, like, okay, I still do G funk, but I don't only do G funk. You know what I'm saying? I do a lot of other funky shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the whole thing about it is that for me to just say like I don't do that anymore, because people might want to know where I'm at with that in this stage of my career. You feel me?
Right.
They might want to hear that. Somebody out there. That's gonna tempt their taste buds. So for me to predict what you might like is wrong, because you still like what you liked before, you know, as a consumer, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta always feed them all those different flavors and then sprinkle new flavor in there also, you know.
Would you consider switching up your style to appeal to what's hot right now?
I, you know, The thing about it is that, you know, I want everybody to understand one thing. When I first started making records, I didn't really make records to appeal to what people were doing at the time. You know what I'm saying? I came up in an industry where there was really no industry. So for me, I don't really know how to do that. All I know is, you know, my music come from God, you know, and I translate it out to you guys. I don't really know how to jump on a fad and say, now I'm going to be popular now because I'm on a fad. You feel me? I don't know how to do it when I go to the studio. All I know is what my heart tells me to do. What God translates down here for me to write, that's really all I know. You know what I'm saying? The spirit moved me like that. I don't really know to listen. I don't really know to listen to the radio station all day and say, hey, I'm going to do a song like that, but I'm going to put my twist on it. I don't know how to do that. You know what I'm saying? So, I couldn't even tell you. I couldn't even tell you what I would make by doing it. Now, can I make a record that's a club record that reflects above the law? Yeah. Can I make a record that can be catchy like Hey Bay Bay, but it's done by above the law? Yeah. But I can't make a record like that. You feel me?
Right.
I have to make a record that appeals to you. That's a theory of what I've already done. So if it's a, let's go back and just say, if it's a G-Funk stylish record, all I have to do is make it catchy and trendy like a Hey Bay Bay, but it has to have the essence of G-Funk. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's the only thing about it. It can't be like, I can't mimic anybody because I'm self-made. My group is self-made. We came with our own style. We didn't. If you listen to Living Like Hustlers and you listen to Straight Outta Compton, it doesn't sound the same. You feel me?
Right.
So we don't know how to do that, and that was it doesn't sound like no one can do it better. You feel me? And those were our G's. You feel me? So if we wasn't imitating them, and those were the guys who were setting the course for the industry at that time, if we didn't come in imitating them, why would we imitate somebody now? You feel me? Because what's today's music is yesterday's music. You got cats doing throwback tracks all day long and saying, hey, that's the new style. No, it wasn't. It was a style in 88. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, I mean, I'm just keeping it real. So, you know, would me be myself keeping up? Probably. In that sense, you know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
Let's just keep it 100, homie. You know?
What equipment do you use right now, and how has your equipment changed over the years?
Right now, I use the Motif, the 8. I still use the 3000, the Proteus, Planet Fat. I mean, and you know, but you know, we use Pro Tools, of course, for everything now. You know, and I think the recording, the only thing that has happened is I don't think the gear changes. You know, I don't think the gear that you particularly want for sound is concerned, and it is really important. I just think your theory changes, and with the only thing that's really changed to me, that's really been a dominant thing in me recording, is the way I record. You know, we don't record on 2-inch or ADAT anymore, but as far as the regular gear that we use, same board, same, you know, same, I mean, because all of them have the same thing, I've learned. You know, so you know, I still use some vintage stuff. You know, I still use Moog and stuff like that through sound files and different stuff like that. But I primarily like to touch the board. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to do this computer shit that people do. You know, I primarily like to have my hands on the board. You know,
yeah.
So if it's any, you know, any kind of gear, I don't get into gear because I don't think gear makes the music. I think you make the music. You know.
Yeah.
And as far as writing, you know, I write everything from a piano now. If melodies come, they come off a piano, then I translate them into, like, say, for instance, if I'm going to go to this sound module, you know, and change it. I use the Neko, you know, the same kind of gear I just produced a song with Above the Law that we used the Neko on, the same thing that Timberland used on Justin Timberlake. So, I mean, as far as gear, I mean, I've probably touched the 8000, the Kai 8000. I've probably touched, in the past like 7 months, I've probably touched every new piece of equipment, but honestly, it does the same thing. It just translates into different, you know, it just translates into different how you get around the actual gear, you know. So, vibe-wise, it's the same. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't change. It's still dark. It's still funky. It's still brittle. It's still raw. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, the writing is the writing, so.
Okay. And, you know, how deeply would you say you were influenced by the musical background of your family?
Deeply. I mean, everything. I mean, how I bring harmonies, melody, dark rhythms, well orchestration, you know, all that's from my uncle and my dad, you know. All that is from them, you know. Mostly, when you hear anything with a bunch of strings, horns, it's because of them. You know, it's because that's the way I grew up. I mean, I'm deeply influenced by that, you know. That's like, I mean, now that they've passed and everything, it's really heavy for me because I don't really have that kind of like, check this out, what you think about this? You feel me? I don't have that taste tester, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't have that, you know, that almost that stamp of approval type of situation, like, you know what I mean, where it's like, okay, yeah, you're doing a good job, you know, okay, you know, keep pushing, you know what I mean? I don't have that voice anymore. I know they, you know, up in heaven, you know, looking down, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't have that, you know, so, I mean, it's funny because it's became more a part of my life now than it was when they were here, you know what I'm saying? Because they were doing that thing too, you know what I mean? Because my dad, he was doing gospel, and my uncle was still touring and everything, so it was kind of, you know, we all were kind of pressing, and I had my thing going on too, so, you know. So it was always that, like, you know, we come together, meet up, and, you know, oh, yeah, I want to try this, I want to try that, won't you try this, and won't you try that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now I don't have that anymore, you know, I don't even have it occasionally now, you know, so.
Right. And, you know, go ahead.
With them passing, it's like, it's all, the flavor is always with me every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, looking back at your career, which moves do you wish you would have done differently?
Say it again.
When you look back at your career, which moves or decisions do you wish you would have made differently?
Oh, man, that's big. Oh, man, that's a good question. You stumped me. Moves-wise, I wouldn't have ever made the decision to involve myself with somebody who sent me to prison. I don't have no regrets, honestly. I don't have no regrets. You know, I was fortunate to be signed Easy and Dr. Dre when I was a very young cat in the game, you know. I mean, my turning point, I think, in my career was probably, you know, when I went to Death Row.
Right.
You know? And the sad, I don't regret doing that because I end up learning so much about the game being an executive at Death Row, you know. But in it, I wish I could have been more a front runner. They had given the opportunity to front run Death Row more than I had, you know what I mean?
Right.
I didn't get that opportunity, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was a great label. I thought it was a great situation for me. They had some great talent over there. And when I left Death Row, it was probably one of the hardest decisions I had to make, you know? So, but it was by a situation to where we just wasn't coming ahead. So I would say that, I didn't have any regrets, but it's kind of like a, you know, it's rocky, you know. And I'll tell you, the only thing that I probably would have done different is I probably would have done the independent thing sooner. That's it.
Really?
You know. Yeah, I probably would have done the independent thing sooner.
Okay.
And I only regret that I had is that I put my label on pause and then went and ran and helped run Death Row, you know, because when I started Westworld, I had a good focus on the game. We had just left Tommy Boy, you know, and I had a good focus on the game, you know, and if I would have just focused with my label, you know, with the label, I think we would have been a stronger, you know, force out here. I think at that point, I wouldn't have had that little flaw in my resume. So.
Right. Are you still in contact with Suge Knight?
I haven't talked to him lately, but I talked to him when I first got home. So.
What's the relationship there?
Oh, it's cool. I mean, hey, it is what it is, you know. Everybody out here, it's funny thing about, you know, out here in L.A., man, everybody kind of like every which way, you know.
Right.
That's kind of running off doing their own thing, but it ain't like no love lost, no beef or nothing, you know what I'm saying? I understand, you know, he got to do his thing, you know, I got to do my thing. Everybody trying to do their thing, you know, so.
And, you know, do people still ask you the question, who really invented G-Funk?
Yeah, they do. Well, what's funny, people know who invented G-Funk. Some of the people who ask me and tell me, they tell me you invented it. Because they know the history. They tell me I invented it because they know the history. But, you know, yeah, I mean, the thing about it is that it's funny because I don't even live off of that. You know what I'm saying? I don't even, you know, it's not because, you know, I give a shit about, you know, what dudes rolling the sunset and doing whatever they do. It's just I done something and I influenced somebody and I wanted my credit for that influence. I innovated a certain sound in this industry, and people don't give me credit for it. People just look over me. People don't even put me in nothing. Like, you know, even if that person don't put me in nothing, and knowingly that people, more than enough people, know that the true story, you know, for you guys to print that. You know what I mean? And it's bad, you know, in that sense. It's not saying that the person who took it is whack for taking it or whatever. No. That's, music is influence. When we all in cliques together, we all influence each other. Even when you hear you inspired, that's a compliment in some cases. Like, if I do something good and you utilize it and you come up, it's a compliment. But the whole thing about it is what's messed up is when you don't give that person credit, when you don't pay homage to that person.
Right.
It's like learning a skill from somebody and saying you made it up and not giving your teacher the proper credit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's my problem with it. It's not even a point about this person doing something with it and winning from it. It's the point of give me my credit. Give me my just due. You know, I worked hard coming up with a theory and an idea to be different than everybody else. You know what I mean?
Do you have a relationship with Dr. Dre?
Say it again?
Do you have a relationship with Dr. Dre? I mean, are you in contact with Dre?
No, I'm not in contact with Dr. Dre at all. You know,
okay.
not that it's an issue or whatever, but I could give a shit. You know what I mean? Because nobody gives a shit about me. I'm going to keep it real with you. You know?
Right.
No, I don't have any contact, any situation, nor do I desire to even be in contact with somebody like that who don't have no love for me, basically. You know? So.
I feel you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just sad because, you know, I'm a guy, Devin is the type of guy who, I give you my last. I help you. You know, you ask me things. I give you ideas. You know, you think anybody gave a fuck about me when I got out of prison? No. You know?
Yeah.
For real, I'm just gonna keep it real. You know, this is my first interview. It's gonna be the realest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But no, I don't. I don't have a relationship with any of them. With him. Yeah. We don't talk. We don't compare notes. We don't do none of that. And this once was a person that was really close to me and basically taught me everything I know for making records. You know, my dad and my uncle taught me how to write music and do everything. You know, and school did. But he taught me how to make records, how to put it on tape, how to, you know, EQ, you know, mix and everything, you know. That was my teacher, man. You know what I mean? So, and it's funny, we don't have a personal relationship, we don't have a working relationship, we don't have anything, you know.
Yeah. What about Cocaine? Are you still in touch with Cocaine?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's working with us on a new album. He actually is working on his own album right now.
Yeah, I think he just got out of jail too, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he caught a little spill for a few months. He's all right now. He's on solid ground. He's doing good. You know what I'm saying? And, we took a break for about 3 weeks, and then we going back in and started working on the new album, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's get back to the present. You know, what would you like the future of Above the Law to look like?
Oh, man, you know, I'm trying to take... Think about it, you know, we're all working towards taking Above the Law to the next level. You know, basically, you know, we're getting into a lot of this mass media and stuff. You know, as far as, you know, bringing above the law raw straight to your living room. You know, we got the merchandise company that we coming with. You know, we writing the book. You know, just next level. You know what I'm saying? Just we try to take it to the next level. You know, so I mean, and for us, we've been underground so long, and it's funny because a lot of these things that we done that were underground, now they're commercial now. You know, all the thuggism, the hustling, getting money on records. You know, moving big weight on records, doing this, talking about, you know, the struggle and all that. That's like kind of commercialized now. So, you know, we feel like this. We just gonna keep on doing what we're doing and just, you know, get out there and expose it. You know, the new record is definitely gonna be controversial. So, you know, so be ready for that.
Okay, you know, the other day you were telling me something about how, you know, West Coast shouldn't try to be, you know, East Coast or imitating what's hot and stuff like that. Remember what you were talking about?
Yeah, because, you know, you got to realize, West Coast, you know, we created our own industry, basically. You know what I'm saying? Like for instance, the early records that came out of the West Coast were just straight hood records that blew up to be like, you know, household or, you know, to be in mainstream, in other words. With that, with me saying is that we never have to do that. I go back to say that a lot of these people who doing records, they look at it like pop music. Not that that's a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. I don't want nobody to misunderstand what I'm saying because I'm very assertive with my conversation here. When you look at pop music, you look at pop music like this. If there's the dance trend going on, everyone makes dance records. That's how pop music is. When you look at hip-hop, when people are making hip-hop, it's about individuality. It's about your theory. It's about, it enables us to say, like, if you were a kid in the Bronx, you could know what kids are doing in Compton. If you was a cat in New Jersey, you could know what these cats are doing in Pomona. If you was a kid from Pomona, you could know what these kids are doing in Brooklyn. That's what it allowed us to do. Now we're making it to where if I start rapping like I'm from Baton Rouge, but I'm from Pomona, how special is it anymore? You dig?
Yeah.
And that's where the flaw is. It's not that, like, I hear a lot of these cats, oh, this is whack, and people are tired of this bullshit, and this and that. It's not that. It's just it's lost its sensationalism. You know what I'm saying? It's lost it. It's because people aren't doing things that reflect them right on their block, right on their hood. That's what always intrigued people about hip hop. That's what always lured people to hip hop. You know, more so than anything. And I'm talking about every form of hip hop. I'm not just talking about West Coast. I'm just talking about any kind of hip hop. Is that because, like, if you're a Too Short record, it takes you to the Bay. You feel me? It makes you think, oh, that's what they do up there in the Bay. If you know what I'm saying? If you heard a KRS-One record, or you heard a any East Coast record, you know, they will put you in their borough. They will put you in their project. They will put you in, you feel me? That's what we missing now. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to leave my projects, and I ain't going to talk about my projects. I'm going to act like I'm from, you know, Uptown projects and my Magnolia projects now. So I'm going to make a song like this. You know, so we lost, you know, we're losing that, and we'll lose hip-hop if we don't wake up. We'll lose hip-hop if we keep doing that. You know, people think it's cool, but you got to realize you got a lot of these number crunchers running the industry now. They're not music people, and understand me very, very clearly. We need to get these people out of these positions that don't know music. This is the music business. We're not selling Tide soap. You know what I'm saying? It's going to kill our industry. You know, it's gonna kill our industry because they're gonna influence everybody to do the same thing that the next person is doing that's being successful, instead of innovating and taking the music to where it needs to go, not leaving it stuck where it's at. You know.
Yeah. I feel you.
So if anybody, like I said, if anyone out there can understand me, I'm not a hater. I love what everybody's doing. I don't care, that because that's their expression. I'm not knocking no guys from the South. I'm not knocking East Coast cats. They do what they do. I'm just saying, don't expect me to imitate you guys because you guys are doing what you're doing. Just respect what I do. You know, the thing about the West Coast, the thing about the West Coast in general, people alone. We're here open arms. Well, we accept what cats are doing in the South. We accept what cats are doing in the East Coast. Why, when I come to y'all markets, y'all shunning me? You know what I'm saying? Why y'all Simon, and why y'all putting me on American Idol? You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing that to you.
Yeah.
We open arms. We open arms. The West Coast is open arms. We open arms to the South. We open arms to the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? Why I gotta act like you when I get down there in order for you to play me? You don't have to make a West Coast mix to get played on LA radio. Why I gotta make a South mix to get played in the South? Why I gotta make an East Coast mix to get played on the East Coast? Why? Somebody come and ask me that question. Why do any of us have to do it for either one of us if we're trying to influence and trying to enlighten people with new forms of music and new styles? It's like eating food. Hell, if you're Spanish and I go over your house, I don't want to eat fried chicken. I eat that at home. I don't want to eat soul food. I don't want to eat your Spanish. I want to eat Mexican food.
Right.
You feel me?
I mean, that... I never looked at it that way. I mean, I did. It makes sense, though, when you say it. It's, you know.
Yeah, because no one looks at it like, no one never really looked, because you know what? Everybody is in the cipher. You know what I'm saying? They're not stepping out of the cipher and looking in like, what's wrong with that? Everybody rapping the same in there. What's going on? Why it ain't different flavors? Why it ain't different? He from here, he from here, he from here, but I can't tell.
Yeah. But who are you feeling though right now? Which artist would you say you're feeling right now?
Let me see. Who am I feeling right now? Newer that's been existing.
Both. I mean.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't really.
Newer that have been existing.
Yeah. Who are you bumping?
I like, you know, because I play a lot of stuff just to listen. Who's jumping out at me? No, I really, really like who really don't really get a lot of shine. I think it's Rick Ross. You know, I like Rick Ross because Rick Ross seems to be true to where he's from. You know, I don't see trends in him. You know what I mean? I see like him really giving me his environment down there in Miami. You feel me?
Right.
A lot of these other cats I like Jeezy, I like T.I., I like, you know what I'm saying? But to me, a lot of records that they're doing are kind of like what I was talking about. They're kind of like cater records. You know what I mean? They're not really like, they, you know, they're raw, but they're not, you know, to me, I like stuff that where people, you can feel where they from, you know what I'm saying, in their records. You know, on the East Coast, you know, and that's, to me, that's my South pick, you know. My, you know, right now I'm bumping a lot of Pimp C and all that kind of stuff, too, right now, you know. But I was bumping that, any of the UGK stuff like that. But, you know, of course, Space is new record. You know, but like new for Miami, because, of course, I'm gonna bump all the G's. So that's beyond saying, you know. But like new cats, I would say Rick Ross to me because he giving me that, you know. On the East Coast, I don't, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, dipping and dabbling, but I like Jay-Z's last record, you know. New cats, I don't really know. I like Nas's last record. I like, you know what I mean? It's like, for me, East Coast, you know, I don't really, the new part of it is kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of blowed up in the air, you know. I've yet to hear, you know, anything, you know, and as far as the West is concerned, I mean, I like Glasses, you know. Glasses has a good record out, you know. And shit, that's primarily it. I mean, I listen to a lot of stuff, man, but, you know, the whole thing about it, to say what jumps out at me is very, very rare, man. You know, there's not, and the thing about it, there's not a lot of new stuff. I mean, you know, like, I like the records that, like, Lil Wayne has made. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not like so like far gone that I can't let him breathe. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like to where it's like, oh my goodness, like, oh, you know what I mean? It's like, for me, it's like, okay, I'm gonna give you a fair one. Not like I'm gonna hate on you or anything, but I'm just gonna be like, you know, do your work, man. Stay focused, man, because you got a great focus, man. But, you know, don't get caught up into that, you know, because your next record could be your worst record. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I like the records he's doing too. You know what I'm saying? I like his records because his records become more than just like on the block records. It become like relevant to a lot of different things that you can relate that pertains to life too. You know, so
right. Okay.
And he's deep.
It is a lot of new West Coast cats. So you just gotta look deeper. It's not gonna be on the radio, but it's a lot of good cats out there.
No. Don't get me wrong. Because you know, a lot of these new West Coast cats are gonna be on my tape. I'm just saying that's on the cuff. You know, it's a lot of cats. Don't get me wrong.
Now I'm saying like, who are you looking out for? Who are you bumping? Who are you feeling right now?
That's coming out from our coast.
Yeah, from the West.
I mean, you know, got a hot record that's working on right now. It's JL Felony. Got a hot record. You know, I worked on that record. It's hot. I heard like 80% of that record. It's hot as motherfucker. You know, I got to get a kid. Bishop Mine is good. Bishop Armani's good. Who else I heard? You know, of course, Crooked Eye, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely, I mean,
you been hearing those Hip Hop Weeklies?
Huh? What'd you say now?
You been hearing those Hip Hop Weeklies?
Yeah. Come on, man. He should be that guy right now. But hey, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
You know how it goes out here on this end. You know. Give me a break. Slim the Monster, that kid, you know, that's on Aftermath. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, like I said, this is just studio hopping I'm hearing. You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing some real deal shit going down. You know what I'm saying? So don't get me wrong. I'm thinking you asking me, like, what's on the cuff right now. You know what I'm saying? So I can tell you. You know what I mean? But, yeah, it's a lot of on the cover. My goodness.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I mean, I just hope they give us a break, man. You know, I hope, you know. And, you know, I'm going to say it, and they can look it up. You know, DJs out here not giving us a break, man. You know, DJs out in L.A. not giving us a break. You know, I don't know if y'all from somewhere else, you know, and just don't give a fuck. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, you need to give us a break, man, or get broke off. You know what I'm saying? For real. Because there's going to be some problems, man, in this near future, man. You know, so.
Okay. Yeah, I feel
these guys are good. These guys are good. You need to give them a break. You know, besides my new record coming out, you need to give them a break, man. You know what I'm saying? Dub C had a great record. They would give him a break. Wouldn't give him a break.
That's real.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like.
Go ahead, man. Breathe on it, man. Go ahead. Breathe on it. Whatever you want to know, talk to me. Tell me, you know, ask
yourself
good, man.
Shit, I mean, you know, the conversation when talking about the West Coast, it always sounds so negative. It's like,
well, no, I mean, the thing about it is that I'm one of those guys that understand that we don't have to do nothing else but us. You will hear guys saying, oh, we need to do this, we need to do that, but guess what? They ain't even doing it. You feel me? That's what the problem is. I'm not going to sit up and complain. I'm going to sit up and make a change. I'm not going to complain. Complaining ain't no solution to me. And with any problem, homie, that you're having in life, it's a solution to. You just got to think hard, figure out what the whole get down is, and then go in and pursue it, homie. You know what I'm saying? As far as the solution is concerned, execute on it. You know, I believe in movement. If I don't get up and do something to make a difference, then it's my fault that the West Coast is fucked off. Because I'm a G, you know. So if I don't stand up, you got cats like, you know, here's the negative thing. Here's the negative thing that's the real truth. And I'm going to breathe on it, because that's what we do in P-Town. If it's the truth, we breathe on it. You got people like Dr. Dre, who will invest in different people from other markets, not taking nothing away from these people. They're very talented, but won't invest into the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? You leave it to where Above the Law got to get an independent deal. DJ Quick got to get an independent deal. Dub C got to get an independent deal. When we could be in a major setting and working up under your umbrella. And we're all self-contained. To where we can pave the way for new artists. It don't even be on him. You feel me? But if we can't get up in the grand scheme of things, where do we end up at? We still end up doing what we did in 1989, my man. Still scraping and scarfing to get in the industry again. You know what I mean? Because if our quote-unquote king of it all, the big dumb boss, ain't saying that it's to the good, it really ain't to the good nowhere else. Unless we create that following on the ground, and on the ground level. And where that comes from is us getting in the streets, shaking hands, kissing babies, passing out our CDs, giving it to people, and saying, this is what we're trying to attempt to do. Create a market out here. Without it, we won't have anything. So if anybody want to put a negative spin on something, tell the truth first, because that's what's going to help you get the solution. You know what I'm saying? Don't get into you need to do this because that's played out, because they doing the same thing we was doing years ago. So if what we was doing years ago is played out, then okay, how are we to display what we're trying to do now? If no one wants to support it, how are you going to even see if we're doing anything? If no one wants to support it. And if it's at the hand of Dr. Dre and you know that Dr. Dre's not going to do it, well, get past that. You feel me? Don't get caught up in the, well, he ain't going to help us, so give up. Get past it. It's cool. I said it, it's cool. He ain't helping us. I ain't mad at him. All Detox sell 20 million records. But if he ain't helping me, why do I gotta sit up and campaign what he does? Why I can't come out and campaign what I do? You feel me?
Yeah,
I'm supposed to stop and go washing cars at the car wash because he don't want to help me put a record out? That's not, man, I was born into music. You feel me? I was writing songs before I even knew Dr. Dre. I probably was making music before he thought he could do music. So I'm supposed to give up? No. He's a man.
Mm-hmm.
So what is my faith lie? In him? No. My faith lies in God. So I roll with that, and I advise everybody out here to do that. Believe in that, and you'll be successful. Other than that, you're going to worry yourself, and you ain't going to have nothing. Because that's the only negative thing I can say on the West Coast. You know, all of these guys who in the position have rolled in the sunset. I said it, Cole 187, Big Hutch, Four Brother Law said it. Y'all motherfuckers done rolled in the sunset on everybody. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna make no difference, homie. You know what I mean? Me saying it, you thinking it, ain't gonna make no difference. So y'all go out and support West Coast hip hop, because Dre ain't finna help them. Dre not finna help West Coast hip hop get on point. You guys are. The people who read this article is the people who gonna get West Coast hip hop back on point, not Dr. Dre, because he not gonna help West Coast hip hop. You guys built it. Y'all made it. Y'all don't even have a voice anymore. Y'all gotta imitate like y'all from somewhere else now. Y'all don't even have your own essence anymore. The people don't even have a voice on the West Coast no more, because they forced and pressed to act like they from somewhere else now.
That's deep.
So if y'all waiting for us to get signed by Dr. Dre or Puffy to jump out the wall and start Bad Boy West, it ain't gonna happen. Just support these guys out here getting grimy in the streets and support their stuff, and the West Coast will come back around. Other than that, it'll never happen. Because those people not going to do it.
That's some real talk.
Yeah, it's real, homie. It's real for me.
Shit, I can't wait to hear that Above the Law record. I mean, you sound like you got some shit to say.
I got a whole lot to say.
Who can we expect to hear on
that? When I hit you with the Fresh Out the Pen stuff, then you gonna really hear some crazy.
Yeah, who can we expect to hear on there?
Fresh Out the Pen, you got Crooked will be on there. I'm working out something with Bishop Amon. I'm working out something with who else? I got a couple of new cats coming up out of San Diego. This kid named Psycho is really dope. I got a group coming out of San Diego called Royal Crown. Frank Nitti will be on there. What am I forgetting? Oh, I got my own artist coming out on my label. His name is Hasmatic. Let me see. Man, there's a lot of cats on here. Who else? Man, it's a lot of cats on there. I just have to send it to you, and, you know. But it's a lot of cats going to be on there, man, because I'm still getting, I'm getting to us another group coming out of South Central called Cali Boy. They dope.
I know the Cali Boy. That's the dudes from South Central Cartel.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah, these group, they hot. You heard them?
Yeah, I actually was in the studio with them. We got them on our soundtrack.
Hot, man. Cali Boy, they got a song on, they got a song on my next CD coming out. Let me see. To me, they one of the hottest groups going to come out, though. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, check for my artist Hasmatic. Who else gonna be on there? Superman. I mean, I'm still getting music right now. That's why I'm, you know, because I'm in the middle of the project right as we speak. So, you know, for me to talk, you know, about it, it's kind of hard because I'm steadily getting music all the time. Oh yeah, 40 Glock. Who else? Chill from CMW will be on there. Like I said, man, for me to, you know, I don't know if, and I got a couple cats I'm trying to work deals with out the Midwest too. That's down with Tech N9ne and all them cats. This cat, Rich the Factor, you know, it's a few cats out in the Midwest that's just really die hard, like really real deal West Coast go getters. You know what I mean? That's going to be on there too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm bridging the gap, you know, with that too. So, you know, because we always, you know, think about West Coast music in the Midwest. It's always been like, you know, cats out of St. Louis and Detroit and KC, you know, Cincinnati, Cleveland, all that. You know, they really, really have a big following for the West Coast, you know. So, but, you know, you'll feel it. You know, I'm going to get the copy to you and you'll feel it. But like I said, I'm in the process of getting all the music submitted to me right now. So.
Okay. Okay, man, I think we covered pretty much everything. Is there anything else I should let everybody know?
You know, just what we talked about, it's all good, man. I'm home, man. You know, it's a problem, man. It's a problem. I'm home. It's a problem, for real. You can let it be known. I'm a problem right now, man. You know, I'm a wreck, but I ain't nervous about it. You feel me? I'm the real deal right now, man. You know,
I feel you.
Just look out, man. You know, I got a movie coming out this summer. You know, it's an independent movie coming out called Mind, Body, and Soul. You know, and I got a fashion apparel company coming out also. So, you know, so look out for that. Heads up for that. But you know, you guys will start seeing that. You know, when Above the Law be touring, we actually closing a deal on a tour for Germany right now in May, so we'll be over there heavy, you know what I'm saying, between May and June. So I think I covered everything now.
Yeah, definitely.